Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
My Jesus stays now. My Jesus stays now.
Father, this morning, thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness, and thank you for your mercies. Thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for a Sunday morning like this, where you gather us and you speak to us. I pray that this morning also, you will speak to us at a different level. Let every mind, O God, be subject to your word. Let every heart, O God, be subject to your word as well. Show us your glory. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And somebody said, yeah. Amen. Well, why don't you go around and shake one or two people. Tell them, get ready for the word. And you may be seated after that. My Jesus, tis now. Oh, my great. Is your Redeemer, my Savior, at thou in heaven, I love thee, my Jesus, tis now.
Are you excited to be in church this morning? Wow. Yes. Romans chapter 8. I'm preaching about commitment. Romans chapter 8. We want to try and start church early. By 10 o'clock, I'm on. 11, we're done. And then we can have the real church, which is meetings and outreaches and visitations and all kinds of. That's the real church. This is just to be on fire, to encourage ourselves. And we do the real thing. This is supposed to cause us to do something. I said, this meeting, this gathering is supposed to help us to be a bit more prepared to do the work of the ministry. So this is not church. Church is not, this is not church. Turn to somebody and say, this is not the church. No, this is just preparation to do the church. Did you know that? Oh, you didn't know that? No, this is not church. You come and sit down and listen. How can that be church? Yeah. Church is an activity. How active have you been? Even sing songs you don't even know them to sing. How can this be church? Church is out there. Church is talking. Church is meetings. Church is planning. The underground, the back office or the backstage work is real church work. Are you with me? Romans chapter 8. I want to start from this angle this morning. I'm preaching and I'm teaching about commitment because it's a very, very important virtue to have in life as a Christian and even as an individual. Are you with me? The Bible says in verse 28 of Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, the Bible says that, and we know, it's something we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So if you don't love God, things don't work together for you and for your good. Are you there? So all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. there is a group of people who are called according to God's purpose. So you have to find out, what is my purpose? Why did you call me? Because you don't get a call to just gaff by God. God is not somebody who is bored and is looking for somebody to chat with or somebody to come into his presence. No. God is looking for people for a purpose. That's what I'm saying. Like, church is not to say, what is the purpose in coming together and sitting down here? It's hot. It's this, it's that. So you have extra shoes. Your shoes are even off as we are talking. This cannot be church. Yeah. The purpose is what we're trying to look at. The coming together is what solidifies and makes the purpose a bit more stronger. So you go to verse 29. We're reading. I'm talking about commitment. Verse 29. He says that, for whom he did foreknow. It means that there are some people he knew before. If you read the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, the Bible says that, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew thee. So before you even came out, he knew who you were. Do you get it? And the Bible says, he also did predetermine or predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that Jesus might be the firstborn among many brethren. Listen to this verse. The Bible says that, for those that he foreknew, or foreknow, is it foreknow? He also did predestinate to be conformed. What we are trying to achieve here is to be a conformed version of Christ. That is why we are here. We are here to be conformed to the image of God. You see, and the nice thing about it, that so all the preaching, all the teaching, all the coming to church, it is a process, like Jesus told Peter in Matthew chapter 4 verse 9. He said, follow me and I will make you. I will make you. They're coming together, they're coming to church. There must be a result of you coming here, and that is to be made into the image of Christ Jesus. That's why we come here. Now, the sad thing about this is that if we do not go through the process to become turned into the image of the Son, then Jesus cannot be the firstborn among many brethren. He will not have brothers. Should I say it again? God is busy with a process, and the process is to make a lot of us the brothers of Jesus Christ and the sisters of Jesus Christ. It's a funnet, are you there? That is what God is busy with. That's what he's trying to do. So our coming to church, our reading of the Bible, our praying, all of that is supposed to make us into people who are like Jesus. Not to get married and to have your problem solved. And to have a job. That Jesus didn't even have a job. Jesus didn't get married. So all of that, if we want all of that. And that's how many of us like that. Many of us like churches where you go and say, come for breakthrough. Your business will do well. God wants your business to do well. But that is not his ultimate goal. His ultimate goal is that you will be conformed. You will become like Jesus. And if you fail to become like Jesus, you are actually failing God's plans. You are the one who is making the plans of God not become real. I don't know whether somebody's listening to me this morning. So it is even more serious that we are called to be God's people, and then we don't transform, we don't go through the process to become like Jesus. Because if you don't become like Jesus, then he cannot be called as the firstborn among many brothers. He's the firstborn because he's the first. And if there are no body or no people like him, then he cannot be the first. Because you have to have the first and have the second. Is that Anna? Wow. You have to have the first and have the second. and have the third. So the first is because there are others. If there are no others, this first bomb it's not real. It means God is lying. That's why when you become saved, the next thing you must do is to be baptized. And when you get baptized, what you are actually saying is that you are also a brother, you are also a follower of Jesus Christ. And therefore you go into water. When you go into the water, you are saying that just as Jesus died, I am also dying. Because Jesus was buried. He went under the earth. So you go into the water as a symbol of death. And then don't be in a hurry to come back up. Because when you are dead, you're also buried. Yeah, 3 days. So when you go into the water, you should stay there for 3 days. Then just as he rose from the dead on the third day, when you come up out of the water, you are also you are showing that you died and you've also risen into a newness of life. So that is a process. That is the whole thing we're doing. So if you don't allow yourself to be transformed, you are actually going to pay the price. God is going to really deal with you. Because you made his word not come to pass. Juke the person sitting next to you. You hear what the man tell you? Yeah. Yeah? When Jesus stands, we should have a lot of people who look like him. Jesus can't stand and then nobody, only a few people. When he stands, there must be the brethren, the people that he died for, that he was buried for, that he rose up again for. When he stands, we must have multitudes of people just like him. And God will say, yeah. It was worth it sending my son into the world to die for these people. Otherwise, when you stand before him, he say, yeah, what you want? Wham. To the left. Next. Because on that day, there is going to be a day of accountability. It's going to be a day to assess people according to his wishes and his purposes. Hey, I beg you, you cannot sit down on your buttocks. You cannot come to church and not even own a Bible. How can you do that? How can you be a Christian who doesn't know scriptures? I mean, who are you being transformed into? Your dead grandmother? Who? What are you becoming? You're becoming a movie star? The movie stars, they are in trouble. If only they knew what they were going to talk to God about when they die. So we must look at Jesus and try to be like him by doing the things he did. Now, that's why we are looking at commitment. You see, when you look at commitment, you are looking at, what does the dictionary say? Let's look at what? To commit. Yeah. How can you even undergo the process if you are not committed? Think about it. To commit means to give in trust or charge. To pledge. That's what we call. Do we have a pledge? National pledge? What does it say? You pledge yourself, no? To what? To honor always. Uh-huh.
The flag of Guyana.
Yeah, are you sure you do that?
And to be loyal to my country.
But why do you migrate if you want to be loyal to your country? You run away and go to America. You are not loyal. Oh, I thought it was a pledge you are giving to us. Girl, me want no commitment. I want a pledge. What are you dip on? You dip on your own eyes. Tell us. So,
To be obedient.
You remember the pledge?
Yes, sir. I pledge myself to honor always the flag of Guyana and to be loyal to my country, to be obedient to the laws of Guyana, to love my fellow.
The laws of Guyana? Yes. How you drive on the road like that? Yeah? They say parking meter. You say you don't want it. You do. Go ahead.
To love my fellow citizens.
To love my fellow citizens? Use a coolie man. Use Rachel. Use a buck.
And to dedicate my energies to the happiness.
Dedicate my energies to the happenings and the prosperity
of Guyana.
You think about the pledge. Do you think it's a real thing for us? Yeah, who cares about loyalty to Guyana? Yeah. If we are going to be, and that is what it is. If everybody was going to pledge themselves to the pledge, we will not have thieves. We won't have maybe front news, crime and this and that all the time. No. I pledge myself to honor. To honor? You throw garbage out of your minibus all the time. You honor? To be obedient to the laws of Guyana. You see, and this is the failure to even honor this is what also makes us not honor the church and to honor God. That's the same thing. That's the same thing, because the people who are sitting down here, no matter how nice your face looks and we all look nice, we are not loyal. We don't honor. It's not something that is in us. So when we come to church, that is why it is so important that we get transformed. We get conformed to the image of Christ. To the image of Christ. That he will be called the firstborn among many brethren. And one of the things that we must get ourselves involved is to be committed. Amen. To be committed. To pledge ourselves. Do you remember the one from Ghana? I promise on my honor. To be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Hey. Cha. It doesn't mean anything to us. We are not committed. From the lifestyles, from our attitudes, from our behaviors, there's a lack of commitment inside of our blood. But God wants to inject commitment into our blood this year. I said, God wants to inject commitment into our blood this year. So to commit means to pledge. It's like when you say something, that's it. There is no going back to say, oh, shucks, oh, shoot. There's nothing like that. That is not your vocabulary. Anytime someone says, oh, shoot, it means that they have not done what they were supposed to do. We should not allow that in our weddings and our vocabulary. Because we must pledge ourselves. We must be committed to God and to the church. Now, one of the things that commitment brings is that God now is able to use you for his purposes. Now, you consider yourself as a spoon in the kitchen. And then when you cook, you're going to look for your spoon to eat your rice. The spoon gone. Yeah. And those things happen in my house. When I'm looking for the spoon that I use, I ask my wife, she doesn't know where the spoon is going to. I don't know what, I didn't know the spoon has legs. Yeah, walking through that, I'm going over. Yeah. That is how a lack of commitment is like. It's like when you are looking for him, when you are looking for her, she's there about. God is looking for people. He shouldn't tell you, but when he comes to church, he must see you. He doesn't care whether you and somebody ain't getting along or not. That is not his problem. His problem is that when he comes looking for you, he must find you, he must meet you in the church. So we started talking about commitment last week. This morning, there are four types of commitment. We want to start this one. Four types of commitment. In the book called The Mega Church, page 129, if you have it. One of the things we must understand is God wants to have a large representation of himself here on earth. That is God's plan. That anything that speaks of God and claims to be for God must be gigantic. It must be colossal. It must be humongous. Bring me the words. It must be what? Massive. What else? It must be large. It must be huge. It must be mega. Even us, we don't want a little of any good thing. Yeah? How many of us don't want 1 million in our bank account? If they send you 1,000, will you be happy? 1 million will put a smile on your face. Even two million will give you a bigger smile. So, the church of God is an embassy of God. The church represents God and his kingdom. Do you get it? So, anyhow the church looks, speaks about the God who is Alpha and Omega, who is the Rock of Ages and the Ancient of Days. Now, if you look at embassies of countries, you can, from the embassy, you can deduce what kind of country it is. If you see the American embassy, you see it. Russian embassy. Now Russia has been disgraced, but in those days, Russian embassy. But you go to another embassy and see that even the building is small. Few people are staff. Anytime you go to a country, you look for American embassy, you see what it is. Huge! Tight security. Because the United States of America is such a big country. That's why everything going on in America, all of us, most of us know. So now, if America and the things about America and the embassies of America in other countries are so significant, how much more God? So God's church, the Bible says that we are ambassadors of Christ. So the church, Lighthouse Chapel International, Assembly of God, New Testament Church of God, St. Pius, whatever church it is, the church is supposed to be a representation of God. A lady was talking to me Friday night in Linden after I preached. And then she said, oh, she would like to invite me to come and preach in her church. So I laughed. Because a church member can't invite a pastor to come and preach. Well, why do you think like that? What made you think that your pastor wants me to come to the church? What about if I come to the church and everybody gets vexed and leave the church? Because of what I will say. So I said, no problem. I said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'll talk to my pastor. I said, okay, go ahead. But she was saying that their church has been in existence for 26 years. And the church in Linden is bigger than their church. Our church in Linden, which on the first Friday was about maybe 30-something, 40-something. About 30-something, 40-something. She says the church has been there for 20-something, 26 years. And our church is bigger than their church. So she wants me to come and preach. You see, when a church is small, it is a shame to God, because that church is not representing the Almighty God. So your commitment, but God cannot remote control. God cannot Wi-Fi or Bluetooth members into a church. Oh, I wish I could press on a remote control that all of you Sunday morning, may I press another ping, and then everybody comes. And I say, you know what? Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Ping, and then everybody comes. Traffic jam, cars packed around. People come in airplanes. Yeah, come from Aburuma Sunday morning and then they go back. It'll be fantastic. But that is not how the kingdom of God works. So what it does is that the kingdom of God, even though God wants his church to represent him in how mighty and how massive he is, he wants the people to voluntarily and from their own will commit to his kingdom. You get it? So it comes through teachings and preachings and writing of books and explanations and expositions and illustrations for the people who say they are people of God to become what God wants them to become. And that commitment is what makes the church becomes large. Now, if you will commit to this church and say every Sunday you will be here for the next how many years of your life? And then the person who visits us today says, you know what? I like this church. I want to be here for the rest of my life. Do you know how many people will be in the next 6 months? But the church is not getting big because we are not committed to the vision and we are not committed to the things of God. So God is fighting smallness. God is fighting mediocrity. God is fighting the false representation of his church by people not becoming committed and not making that. Because if you don't become committed, if you don't become the building blocks, how can he build on such a foundation? I don't know if you are following me. You are quiet. Juke the person sitting next to you. Are you awake? Make sure they don't sleep, okay? Say, God is talking. God is speaking. God is talking to me. So your commitment level, your temperature, your degrees, where commitment is concerned, is being put to test this year and the years ahead. Because it is even your commitment that even gives you access to a lot of things. Now, if I am looking for a wife in this church for my son, I will look for number one, the person who comes to church all the time. Yeah. That's the first thing I'll look at. Yeah, of course, you are born again. The next is, does the person is the person here all the time? Before we go into what kind of woman are you gonna be? Yeah, can she make coffee? Can she make tea? Can she cook? Can she clean? What kind of woman is she gonna be? Yeah. Because if you are not committed to God, you will not be committed to any man. Let me say it again. If God Almighty, if you are not committed to God Almighty, you will not be committed to any human being. Who is a man? Even the God who can kill you, the God who is omnipotent, the God who is omnipresent, you are not committed to him. How can you be committed to Colin Sasabre right here? You cannot be committed to him. That's why commitment is very important. And you see that, you know, some of us, we come today, and then we even get annoyed. One of the things that people come to, they get annoyed with the church and with the pastor. It's as if you need to sort yourself out and be a good Christian. And be a committed church member. You go and then you come. You go and you see, as you go and come, we are still here. Because God is building his church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. So we're going to go through four types of commitment and check where you are. And then if you are somewhere where it's not good, then we you need an injection today. There are some nurses around. We'll bore you today with injection. Good. The blood of Jesus injection. You'll be stable. Hallelujah. The first type of commitment is what we call the fair weather commitment. Fair weather commitment. Fair weather commitment. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. I'm closing just now. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. Fair weather commitment. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. Wealth makes many friends. True or false? True. Isn't it good? Wealth makes a lot of friends. When you have money, Sister Donette, you seem to have friends. Oh. If you don't have a friend, please go and find some money. You have a lot of friends. Yeah. Solomon sat down and he said, hey, since I became rich, hey. Everybody says, I know Solomon. That is why it's even very dangerous to wait too long to choose a wife or to marry. People who become successful, it's very difficult for them to have friends, though, because you struggle with the idea whether is it because of my money, is it because of me? Because people are opportunistic, people are parasites. People like good things and where they can satisfy their own desires, not somebody else's desires. So wealth makes many friends. So when you have money, you actually don't know which friend really is your friend. That's why they have a saying, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Because there can be friends around, but the only person who really proves that they are friends is when there's a situation or there's a crisis. That is why also a real church member is seen when there is a problem in the church. That's why we also see a real church member. As for coming and going, anybody can come and go. But the day and the time when the church is in crisis, or God forbid there's a problem, then we will know who is on the side of the church. You see, people are committed when things look nice. That is the meaning of fair weather commitment. As long as things are okay, me and you are right. The moment the money finish, I beat out. It is the lowest form of commitment, that your commitment depends on your benefit and what you are benefiting. That if there's no benefit, then you will not be committed. If the church is not making your business work, then that is not your church. If the church is not solving your problems, then that is not your church. What kind of commitment is that? Fair weather commitment. The thing about commitment is to even check whether you qualify to be blessed. When you look at Naomi in Ruth chapter 1, when he was dealing with Ruth and Orpah, he said that my sons are dead. Now, who comes to marry a guy and then in that marriage you relate, you have a mother-in-law? Now the husband is dead. Who continues to follow your dead husband's mother? So how about if you find another guy and then he has a mother? So you have two mothers in laws? First and the last, the beginning and the end. So Naomi tested them and found out, why would you want to follow me? He says, even if in this age, if I go back to my country and I even find a husband and I conceive and I get pregnant, are you, these two big women, going to wait for me to give birth to sons? I mean, are you going to nurse them or you're going to marry them? Now, when the two daughters-in-law were confronted with the need of nothing, it's like, if you are following me, you are not getting anything, then the two were separated. The Bible says, Orpah realized that it's true. I'm not so old. I still get my shape intact. Yeah, otherwise, I'll put on booty pop. I'll be all right. So what this woman is saying is real. Why should I follow her and then ain't getting no man? So it's not nice. So she cried and kissed her mother-in-law and then parted. But the Bible says that Ruth clave unto her mother-in-law in the midst of nothing to satisfy you. And Ruth said, I entreat me not to leave thee. Don't tell me. The woman is saying that my husband is dead. My sons are dead. I'm leaving this country. I've sold all my things. I've sold my cannery. I've sold my blender. I've sold everything. I don't have anything. I'm going back to my country. A poor woman. Why do you want to go with me? Orpah said, no, it's true. Charlie, you got to think about yourself, you know. If no money flowing, make a time. Yeah, I need money. I got to pay me bills. I mean, get time with a man who come around. They ain't got money. No, they got to pay. Got to pay for the headgear. Pay for the face powder. Pay for the top gear. Even pay for the bra also. And pay for the down, the skirt, the pants. Pay for the shoes. Pay for the stockings. Pay for the panties and pay for the tights. You ain't got time for waste. You got to get money. I can't go to church when I'm not seeing my way. I don't even like the pastor. No, when you come here, you should like me. If you don't like me, you can't be here. Because I'm the one who cooks. If you don't like me, you don't eat my food. So it's better go somewhere where you like the pastor there. Those who are not coming are people who don't like me. Yeah, if you like me, you'll come here every morning when you wake up and say, I'm going to church. Because if I don't see God, I see a pastor I like. Yeah, you must like me when you come here. I'm not a funeral parlor, but you must like me. Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. We are looking for people like God is looking for people like that. Say, don't tell me to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, it means for where you will go, that is where I will go. And where you will lodge, that's where I will lodge. He says, thy people, I don't know them. I don't understand the language. I don't even like the food. But your people will be my people. And your God will be my God. And that is commitment. That is commitment. That is commitment. And you see, this kind of attitude and behavior qualifies you for a great blessing. Because if you go down, if you go down in this book, you realize that this is what introduced Ruth to a country. And introduced Ruth to a gentleman called Boaz. A rich man. She happened to go and work in his farm. And the rich man, you know, fell in love with her. And because of that relationship, a gentleman was born called Obed. Obed is the father of Jesse. Jesse is the father of David. And David is the father of Jesus Christ. Through Ruth, through her commitment, following somebody she doesn't know, going somewhere that she doesn't know what she's going to benefit from, that is what made Ruth the person she became. So fair weather commitment, what I will get. Conducive, this, that. No, the church is right next door to me, so I don't take passage. Sister Esther, you listen to me. The church is just next door. So if the church moves, now you cannot get what Ruth got if your commitment is a fair weather kind of thing. No, it's raining. The conditions are not. I mean, it's not what? It's not favorable. It's raining. Man. You see, in Guyana, when it rains, we don't go to work. So when it rains, we also don't come to church. Yeah. If rain doesn't make you come, what about snow? When the conditions and the situations are not favorable, you see a lot of Christians fall back. And this is even in the time when we are fasting and praying. So, because many of us like food, we like eat. So when is the time where we are not eating, you don't want to show your face. When is the time where we are praying all night prayer, early morning prayer? Those of you who didn't come for early morning prayer, after church, I am meeting you. Present, present, present. 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 God wants your commitment level to rise. God is looking for people who will be committed irrespective of the conditions. If you cannot be faithful in a condition or situation that is not favorable, how can you be given a situation that is favorable? It's like you didn't plant, but you want to reap. You didn't sow, but you're looking for something to eat when people are eating. You can't. It doesn't work like that. So let us move from that favorable kind of thing. Even in the church, I will do this because it fits my time. I'll sing in the choir because singing in the choir is not so much. It's favorable. But when you say, become a cell leader, say, nah, not that one, not that one. That's too much. I like my bed. I can't be around late nights and all them ungodly hours. But you don't know that in the kingdom of God, it is the deepness of your commitment that releases a blessing upon your life. Amen. My time is up. Please stand to your feet. Hallelujah. So next time, if you don't come early, when you come now, the church will be finishing. Church is 9 to 11. Hallelujah. And the real church starts after that. How many are excited about the real church? We need more time for that real church. This dessert, coffee, tea, ice cream, that's just 2 hours. Hallelujah. Pray. You've heard the word of God. Pray. What is the Lord speaking to you? What does the Lord tell you? What did the Lord tell you? Speak to the Lord about it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, are you praying? Pray that, Lord, my commitment level, I commit to you, I want it to increase. I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be somebody that you look up to, somebody who will be there all the time, whether it's favorable or not, whether it is fair weather or not fair weather, I shall be there. I shall be here. You can count on me, Lord. You can count on me. If you're looking for somebody to send, somebody to speak to, somebody to give an instruction, Lord, I am here. Lord, I am ready. Speak to my heart. Do something new in my life, oh God.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Oh, God is looking for committed people.
Follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
The cross before me. The world behind me. No turning back. No turning back.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The cross before me. Well behind me, don't turn it back, don't turn it back.
Christ alone,
Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me.
Christ alone,
Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need.
I have decided.
I have decided. Follow Jesus.
Is that your decision this morning?
No turning back.
Come what may. Come what may. To follow Jesus. From the top.
Christ is my reward and all my salvation. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, so we'll sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. And everything I need.
Come on.
Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
How many of us have decided to follow Jesus?
The cross before.
The cross
before me, the world behind me. No turning back.
I have decided. Let's sing all of us.
Follow Jesus.
turning.
Come on, sing it.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Father, this morning, thank you for speaking to us. You speak in a way that marvels. We are always amazed in your presence and how you speak to us. Thank you that fair weather commitment is in the past. Thank you, the Lord. Where Lighthouse Chapel International is concerned, fair weather commitment is in the past. It's history. And your people together as the embassy of God Almighty will stand together and cause the multiplication and the establishment of your church to take a different turn this year. That it shall indeed be declared that that is the church of God. That these are the people of God. May it be like in the days of Moses, when he caused a miracle and the magicians also do another miracle, until the point where they could not follow his miracles and they told Pharaoh that this is the finger of God. May our commitment level and the results of it, may it provoke comments that this is the finger of God at work. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us today. You are here this morning. All that we are talking about, you are not even saved. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. This Sunday morning, beautiful Sunday morning, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You want to say, the cross is before you, and you are turning away from the world. If you die right now, where would you go? Heaven or hell? If you are not sure. If you know you are not going to go to heaven, God is calling you today. If you are here like that, you want to respond to the call of God. This type of call is not always going to be like that. This may be your last chance. Pastor, I want to respond to God's call to be a Christian and to be saved. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. If you are here like that, Pastor, please pray with me. Please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Your right hand up high. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. If you're bold enough, just your right hand up high. Yes, God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray with me. I'm not saved. If I die right now, if I'm going home now and I die, I'm not sure. It's you God is talking to this morning. Pastor, my right hand is up. Pray with me. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me. Come to the front. Come. Come. Rejoice. Come. 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 Come to the front. Come to the front. Come to the front. Come to the front.
Come home to Jesus.
Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Oh, clap for them. All of these wonderful people. For them as they come.
Jesus,
let him have his way.
Let him have his
come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way.
Come on to Jesus. I'm giving your life today. Come on.
Jesus this morning, wherever you are, come. He's calling you. He's calling you to a place of commitment.
Come on to Jesus.
Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come.
Give him your life today.
Now, before I pray for these ones, you are also here. You are born again, but you are not serious with God. If you look at your commitment level,
is not. You yourself, you know that your commitment level is bad. Come to the front as well. I want to pray with you. Come. Come.
Come on to Jesus.
Come. So Lord, I want to go to a place, a deeper place.
Today. Come on to Jesus.
I want to be committed, more committed, Lord. Your life today.
Give it your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way.
Close your eyes with me if you're here in front. This is a very, very important moment, and I don't want anybody to move. I don't want anybody to talk to anybody. All of us, our eyes closed as we usher these people into the presence of God. And we usher some of them also into a place of commitment. Where from this day forward, they will say, you know what? I am comfortable with my relationship with God. If you are here in front and if you are in the congregation, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins. I am a sinner. I repent of all my old ways and I come to you just as I am. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to be my master and my savior. To come and live in my heart. I believe that by this prayer, I am born again. I am saved from hell. From today, I shall be committed. I will go deeper. I will stay close to God, to his church, and to his plans for my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for everyone who is here in front. I pray for those who give their lives to you for the very first time. Thank you for that door you've opened today to them, that indeed they have entered into the kingdom of God. And from today, they are going to begin to enjoy the benefits and the things that comes with being a citizen of heaven. Let them enjoy every privilege that is there for the children of God. I pray for those who came forward also to commit themselves deeper and stronger to you. I pray that like Ruth clave unto Naomi, that they will also cleave. Let there be a cleaving that is impossible to be broken, a cleaving that nothing on earth, whether rain or shine, persecution or trouble or circumstances, will not be able to have an effect on. Let the love they have for you grow stronger, that many rivers will not be able to quench it. Thank you, Father, for hearing us when we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.